Pesachim, Berkei Mishnah Yud. Krov Hotzi Emurav. So they would cut open the Karban Pesach and take out the Emurav, which the Rav explains is the fats. Nisanu B'Magis, they would put the fats in a bowl. Rav explains that a magis is a bowl. Viktiran al gabi mizbeach. The Taisyantiv says that the Gemara's lashon is lihaktiran al gabi mizbeach. In other words, since the shechita could be done by a non-kohen, so how can we say viktiran al gabi mizbeach? A non-kohen, a Yisrael, is not allowed to be makter de murim on the mizbeach. Rather, what it means is that they put it in a bowl in order, lihaktiran, in order to be makter it, that they wouldn't be makter it, but that there would be makter on the mizbeach later. Yotzas akas rishona. So the first group left when they were all done. Now, we're talking about Shabbos, the Rav explains. V'yashvalo b'har abayis. And then they waited and sat and hung out on the har abayis, outside the Beis HaMikdash. They did not leave that area. They couldn't go with their Karban Pesach outside that area because you couldn't carry into Yerushalayim with their Karban Pesach. So Taisyantiv asks, why didn't they just make an Erev? So Taisyantiv says at the end of Erevin that you could not make an Erev in Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim, even though it was a walled city, since it has a din of an Ir Shel Rabim, you can't make an Erev in a city that's an Ir Shel Rabim. So therefore, they just wait on the Har Habayis. Shnia, the Chel, and then the second group, when they were done, so they waited by the Chel, which is a place between the Ezras Noshim and an outer curtain, not outside the Beis HaMikdash, but outside the Ezras HaNoshim, between the Sarig partition and the Ezras HaNoshim, which is in the beginning when you would enter the Beis HaMikdash. Vashlishis bimkom omedes. And the third group, which we said earlier is a smaller group, they would just stand where they finished. Reb Kivi Eger's Medayik, it says by the third group, it says omedes, they stood. But by the first group, it says yashvala, they sat. That's because that there's a din in the Beis HaMikdash, one is never allowed to sit unless they are from Malchus Beis David. But everybody else could not sit, that's why the third group would be standing. Chashecha, now it became dark, Shabbos was over. Yatzu v'tzalu es pischeim. They went out, back to Yerushalayim, and they roasted their Karban Pesach. As we know, the tzliya of the Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, like the Rav explains, and therefore they had to wait till it was nightfall to do this.